idea to fact, concept to manifestation. We have all the ideas in the world, and we think about these ideas, and we give these ideas our attention. We give these ideas our awareness. We give these ideas our love and our thought. And as we give these ideas our awareness, our love, and our thought, they become a fact in our life because we start experiencing them. We start thinking about them. We have the idea of, say, a lovely day. So we start looking around to see a lovely day. We start seeing the beautiful clouds in the sky. We start seeing the wonderful temperature. We start seeing a lovely, gentle breeze. We start seeing all the things that are wonderful and fantastic. And as we start seeing these things, we start having them as a fact in our life. It's concept to manifestation. We think of these concepts, we have them in our mind, we have them in our attitude, we have them in our thinking, and we think, wow, that's really super, that really is wonderful. And that's how we bring them about. Now, can you think of anything more simple than that? Can you think of anything more wonderful than that? Anything that could be easier than that? Well, we do it all the time. All the time, we are thinking wonderful thoughts. All the time, we are thinking beautiful thoughts. We are thinking ideas of how we're going to do anything in our life. And as we think these things, we experience these things because they are what are on our mind. And whatever is on our mind, we experience. If you have a hurt and you think about the hurt and you give attention to the hurt is definitely there. Now, if you were unconscious, if you were not conscious, you would not feel the hurt because the pain would not be sent to your brain. Your brain would not be awake to receive the information about the pain, and it would not respond. All things depend on our consciousness, our idea, our concept, how we have these ideas in our mind, how we have the idea and give it attention, give it awareness, give it a recognition that it does exist. So if we have the ability to be unaware of hurt, unaware of pain, unaware of things that could be distracting to us, then they are not distracting to us. Now, we know some people who are quite competent in saying, I'm not touched by pain. I have a high pain threshold. I have a high threshold for having an experience such as that, and I'm not aware of it. It does not touch me. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could go through life and be untouched by things we did not want to be touched by? That we could be untouched by things we do not want to be touched by? How absolutely wonderful. How absolutely magnificent. How absolutely true and fantastic. Can we go through life and be untouched by whatever we do not want to be touched? We can if we practice the idea that the idea precedes the fact. So the idea of hurt precedes the fact of hurt. Now, the idea of pleasantness, the idea of wholeness, the idea of wellness, the idea of living in our ideal, living in our divine body, how wonderful that would be. Now, how do we demonstrate that in our life? How do we think of a concept and bring it into manifestation in our life? We think of a concept and bring it into manifestation in our life by just putting our thought upon it. As we said, conscious, if we're conscious, we're aware of it. If we're not conscious, we're not aware of it. Can we live in a body that is conscious when we want it to be conscious and not when we are not wanting it to be conscious? The Hindus, as they study their yoga, part of their training is to train themselves to be untouched by the weather, untouched by the temperature, untouched by the outer. Now, that seems to be a pretty interesting thing, doesn't it? To be untouched by the everyday activities that touch us in our life. But these yogas, these fellows, they and girls, they train themselves in this beautiful art of being untouched. Now, as they train themselves in this art, it doesn't happen instantly. It can. It doesn't happen instantly that they are untouched by the weather. They're sitting there in their loincloth and they're freezing their buns. But the thing is, why do they do that? Why do they go into these caves? Why do they go into these inhospitable places, you might say, and train? Well, because there they prove to themselves that their mind, that their thought, that what goes on in their head, in their thinking, is the ultimate. It is the ultimate. That's where they experience their bliss. That's where they experience their allness. That's where they experience the peace of mind. And in that peace of mind, truly, they have their game of laying on a bed of nails. My goodness. Who would ever want to do such a thing like that? But it's the idea to the fact. It's the concept to the manifestation. They have the concept of a bed of nails, and then they have the concept that it is not a bed of nails. I'm sure that's quite how they think about it. They lie down on their soft, comfortable feather bed, and it's a bed of nails. And as they lay there, they do not feel any pain. It's like walking on fire. If you walk on fire, you burn your feet for sure. But if you walk on cool, wet moss, you feel comfortable. You feel the joy of the cool, wet moss on the bottoms of your feet and all around you. It can be done, it is done, and it is something that is not difficult, but it just takes a little practice. The idea has to precede the fact. The idea is in my mind, in our mind, of whatever it is we wish to have. You say, being a millionaire? Well, why not? If we have that idea, not panicky. You can be sure that the Hindus do not have a panic about themselves, trying to not be touched by the coolness of the cave temperature and the dampness and so on. They have a gentleness that these people who are training themselves to walk on fire, they're not panicky. They can do it in one evening's program, one day's an easy evening's program. You go, you pay your money, $50 it used to be, and you pay that to them, and they teach you how to walk on cool, wet moss. Oh, no. How utterly, utterly, utterly stupid to have yourself pay $50 to learn on cool, wet moss, to learn to walk on cool, wet. $50, can you imagine that? Yep. Well, they go in there, they have this training. It's a sort of a hypnotic training of their mind. It is a quick taking of the idea and to making it into a fact. It is a quick making it into a realization, the concept to the manifestation of what they want to experience. It's quickly done, beautifully done. And it's just done in one period of time, one day, basically. And as they do that in one day, they accomplish magical things. They accomplish beautiful things. You can too. We think it's so wonderful that the yogas can train themselves to live in those damp, cool caves and yet not feel the temperature, to eat a minimum of food and be sustained, to breathe deeply, to live their life wonderfully, to go about the world and be untouched by everyone else's need for food, need for pleasure, need for things. They find within themselves, and you can find it too, that bliss, that peace, that joy. And it makes no difference what kind of life they have led before. They may have been a very evil type person, you might say. And as they turn their attention to the idea of living in this inner peace, living in this inner awareness, all the outer fades away. All the need for raucous friends fades away. All the need for warm houses and warm beds and warm environments fades away, because they are the environment. They are the warm bed. They are the happy circumstances. They are all that's good. They are that, and they believe it, as the person who walks on the cool wet moss believes it, and they experience the pleasure, the bliss of living in a body in a perfect environment now. How wonderful that is. Idea to the fact, concept to manifestation. Are you willing to take those few minutes that day and train yourself to walk on cool wet moss? Are you willing to take that day to train yourself to be who you really are? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to live your life so magnificently that everything you do is a glory and a joy and a fantastic experience for you? If you are ready to live in that state of bliss now, it is yours. If you're ready to live in that state of absolute wonder and magic, it is yours now. It's not a matter of waiting. It's not a matter of another day. It's not a matter of another time. It's a matter of right now, and enjoying it to the fullest right now, in every attitude of our mind, in every attitude of our being, in every thought that we hold. Join with me in idea to the fact, concept to manifestation. The opportunity, the realization that you can live in peace now. You can live in allness now. You can live in the greatness that you are right now. All that it takes is your attention. All that it takes is your conscious awareness. Wake up. Take it. Enjoy it. And love it. And know it is just as wonderful as you think it is. Because it is you. And it is you now. Have a lovely day. Fill your mind with beautiful ideas. Fill your consciousness with a beautiful awareness of just how fantastic you are. And be that right now in every glorious way. It's your choice. It's my choice. It's the type of life I choose to live. It's the type of life you choose to live. No one can take it from us. No one can give it to us. We give it to ourselves by our conscious acceptance, our conscious awareness. And so it is. I love you.